Tape 7, Side 1. Interview with Mrs. Eric Zeisel in her home, 11110 Montana, Los Angeles, California, September 23rd, 1975. At the end of the last interview, we were talking about Eric Zeisel's Sonata Barocca, a piece composed in 1948-49, a piece that actually was the first in a series of new endeavors in the field of absolute music dealing with large instrumental forms. Is there anything else you'd like to add about the piece or its circumstances before we go on?
Well, only that the piece was performed several times. It was premiered by Ida Schlatter in a concert at City College, and mm-hmm. then it was played several times on the radio. And it was one radio performance was this the chamber music concerts, which the were every Sunday or several Sundays during the season mm-hmm. in the museum concerts. You know, it was financed by the Performing Arts Fund, and they had chamber music there. The quartet of Eric was played there, and several chamber music pieces, and the Sonata Barocca was played there. And it was played by Natalie Limonet too.
Oh.
And she played it in one of those chamber concerts there in another year. And then she, in a concert that she had together with Manny Nixon.
Oh, yes.
Who is quite known here. And Manny Nixon sang the children's songs, and she played the sonata.
Mm-hmm.
And then she played it over another station. I forgot which one. The music station here.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
And
KFAC.
Yeah, with together with the prayer.
Uh-huh.
And so it was performed quite a bit.
Mm-hmm. Well, in the year 1949, we see several things by Eric published. Menuhin's Song is published with its dedication to Mio. The pieces for Barbara are published in Austria by the Bundesverlag, and the four songs for Wordless Chorus are published by Fischer. Also in the year 1949, and going into 1950, Eric is working on the second of his large chamber pieces, this a sonata for violin and piano, with the nickname Brandeis Sonata. Perhaps before we get to the piece itself, you can tell us how this nickname arose and what this particular Brandeis concept meant for Eric.
Well, it so happened that at that time, an organization which called itself Brandeis Can, after Judge Brandeis,
mm-hmm.
Got a property in Simi Valley. They still have it. And they founded there a camp in which they wanted to duplicate something like the Palestinian atmosphere, you know, of going back to the resources of strengths that the Jewish people have, you know, in their own culture and so on. And the first institute was inviting from all the universities, selected the very bright and gifted young people who were specially recommended into an arts institute.
Uh-huh.
And they then went and invited the famous composers to come and lecture to these people.
I see.
And at the time, at the first summer, there was there Ernst Toch and Louis Grünberg.
Oh, yes.
And Eric. And they had also invited Schoenberg, who wanted to come very, was glad mm-hmm. to come, but he was already very sick that year, and so he couldn't come. And they had famous dancers and poets and so on, and it was a very stimulating atmosphere there,
mm-hmm.
and very beautiful. It was very nice surroundings, you know.
Mm-hmm.
A beautiful old farm. It had belonged to a wealthy beer brewer.
Oh.
And we had a very beautiful old mansion there. And we were put up in this place. It was very hot. That was the only disadvantage. But our room, fortunately, was in the basement and was cool, therefore.
I see.
Very good of that. And